I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Underground church planters in China are doing incredible work, but many are arrested. Tom Henry with WorldServe Ministries says, as you're hanging your Christmas lights, remember these believers.
If they look at the little slip that says made in China, what they don't know is most of those lights are made in prisons. And some of those prisoners happen to be in there for simply sharing their faith. And if they don't finish the quota, they're beaten with the strands.
Their Lights of Christmas campaign supports the family of an imprisoned believer. Next, Faith Comes by Hearing is an organization committed to reaching the world with the Word of God in audio. This Christmas, the ministry's offering something specifically focused on the meaning of the season. John Wilkie of Faith Comes by Hearing explains.
Faith Comes by Hearing is offering the Christmas story, as we call it. It's a podcast that has a word-for-word dramatized reading of the New Testaments of Matthew and Luke, and it's the harmonized Gospels about the birth of Jesus.
It was created for you to use to share your faith and introduce people to the Christ of Christmas. Go to faithcomesbyhearing.com. And Wycliffe USA recently received an anonymous donation of $50 million. The donation came in just before the kickoff celebration of Wycliffe's Last Languages campaign. The initiative is a push to begin the translations of the Bible in every language that doesn't have one by the year 2025. Although funding for the project was uncertain a month ago, Wycliffe workers trusted the Lord to be faithful. After diligent prayer, the Lord has provided. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your news Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you at our website. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this brand new CD featuring a unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols. It could become your favorite this Christmas. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.